Icon Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
Tell me this, how easy is it to follow Jesus? I find it really difficult. I love following Jesus. Jesus is the reason I live, I breathe. Jesus is the one I love, the one I want to get to heaven for. I want to go to heaven because, not because I want to be free, but simply because I want to be with Jesus. But how difficult is it is to trust in Him? How difficult it is to have faith in Jesus? What does it mean to have faith in Jesus? To have faith is also to allow the Lord to prune us, to change things in us, to challenge us, to take us to places that make us uncomfortable. I was reading about a performer a long time ago. His name was Blondine, I think. And he was a tightrope walker. And he would walk across the Grand Canyon, and people would gather, and they would clap, and they would applaud him. And so they were gathered around this Grand Canyon, and he walked from one side to the other, which is like kilometers, a long time to walk with a tightrope, and there was no security. And he walked across, and people were there, and they clapped, and they were so amazed at his work. This is how we are with Jesus, right? How amazing, Jesus, your work is. I praise you, I bless you, and we honor Jesus for his amazing, incredible work. And so Blondine finally made it back to the United States side, the Canada side, actually. And when he got there, people applauded, and they couldn't believe all of these things. Now, it's not the Canada side because this is the Grand Canyon. I was thinking of another place. But anyway, he's gathered there. And as he's there, and people are applauding, and they're saying, this is incredible. And one thing he does is he grabs a wheelbarrow and he says, how many of you believe that I can take this wheelbarrow and go from one side to the other without falling? And everyone applauded and said, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. I believe you can do it. I have no doubt you can do it. And he said, okay, I need a volunteer. Someone to sit in the wheelbarrow with me while I take it to the other side. Can I please have a volunteer? And no one put their hand up. Everyone believed in him, but nobody trusted their life to him. And so the story goes that no one volunteered, so he didn't do that trick. But Jesus asks us to trust in him, to step into the wheelbarrow with him. Yes, we say, Lord, you can prune me. Yes, Lord, you can have my life. Yes, you can work in and through me. But what about when he does do things that we don't like or things that take us out of our comfort? Do we continue to trust in him? Do we continue to say yes to him? I want to say yes. I know it's difficult. It'll always be difficult to follow Jesus. But this is the thing that you can pray this Easter. Lord, give me the gift of faith. Give me the gift to be able to say yes when you ask me to step into that wheelbarrow. Because I know, Lord, you will never fail me. You will never drop me. You will never let me down.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influences podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, Justine Hughes, and Augie Angrisano. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. All social media links can be found on our website at catholicinfluencerspodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at podcast@iconministry.com. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through the generous and ongoing support of our Icon Ministry partners and donors. If you'd like to support us, please visit iconministry.com/donate. We invite you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at iconministry.com, and we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.